In Soledar, the battle is relentless. The once thriving salt mining town in eastern Ukraine is now a wasteland after months of fighting between Ukrainian and Russian forces supported by mercenaries from the Russian Wagner Group. Its head, Yevgeny Prigozhin, posted a photo of himself and his troops online saying they'd taken control of Soledar.
Wagner units have taken control of the entire territory of Soledar. A cauldron has been formed in the center of the city in which urban fighting is going on.
A spokesperson for Russia's defense ministry didn't comment on the claims, but said that Russian airborne units had surrounded the town. Securing it would help Russian forces in their push to capture the entire Donbas region. But Ukrainian military officials and some soldiers on the ground say Soledar has not fallen and that Ukrainian forces are holding on.
All our positions are still holding. From time to time, there's close combat and artillery fire on both sides.
Ukraine's president also dismissed Russian claims.
Now the terrorist state and its propagandists are trying to pretend that some part of our city of Soledar, almost completely destroyed by the occupiers, is some kind of achievement of Russia. They will present, and are already presenting, this to their society in order to support mobilization and to give hope to those who are for aggression. But the fighting continues. The Donetsk front is holding.
Earlier, Zelensky was in the western city of Lviv to pay his respects to soldiers who died in the conflict. He also met the Lithuanian president and Polish president Andrzej Duda, who said Poland would send Leopard tanks to Kyiv as part of an international coalition to help Ukraine. Kyiv has long said that among the heavy weapons that it needs, tanks are essential. But Western powers have been reluctant to send offensive weapons that could be regarded by Moscow as a sign of escalating the conflict. But the tide is turning. France has pledged heavy armoured vehicles, and the UK is considering sending its Challenger 2 tanks. Some European countries are increasing pressure on Germany to do the same. Tanks alone clearly can't change the war's direction, but they'll certainly help bolster Ukrainian forces in the face of Moscow's ongoing firepower. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.